49. Saint. She did a good job at getting all done up for me. She looks gorgeous. I used to love taking her out and showing her off. I won't say that I don't get jealous, but I was always proud to call her mine. If a man tried to touch her, I'd cut off his hands. If he hurt her, I'd slit his fucking throat. But allowing a man to see how beautiful she is when she comes for me? Fuck, I'd let any man see that. I never did mind letting Hayden and Cashton have a piece. It was always about them. They never fucked or cunt, and she was never allowed to come for them. I loved that control I had over her. Lending her out, but being able to control her pleasure, it's a power that only she could give me. Her breathing is erratic and her pretty pink nipples are hard. I couldn't pass up an opportunity to see her, to touch her, to fuck her. "How's your throat?" I ask. She swallows and gives me a soft nod.
"Better."
Grabbing her hand, I turn her to face the mirror that I had Jesse place in here from the office. "Arms behind your back," I command. She drops her head to stare at her bare feet and places her hands behind her back. I pull them to where they are parallel and begin to tie them in place with the rope. "On your knees," I tell her, and she drops to them. Her ass rests on the heels of her feet. "No." I grab her hair and pull, making her cry out while lifting her body at the same time. "I want your ass up off the floor, back straight." She sniffs, but does as she's ordered. "Move forward. I want the front of your body touching the mirror." Once she's in place, I pick up the dildo and hold it down in front of her face. "Lick it." I hold the suction cup at her lips, and they part. She lifts her eyes to meet mine as her tongue darts out, and she runs it along the suction cup. The action makes my cock twitch in my pants. I stick it to the mirror and then grab what I want out of my pocket. "Open wide, sweetheart, and stick out your tongue." I give her two sprays, then toss it to the side. "Made these just for you," I say, pulling the last thing out that I want and squatting down next to her. I spit on the mirror and place the tiny clear suction cups on it. Then I stretch out the short chains just as far as they'll go and attach the sharp teeth to her hard nipples. She whimpers, her shoulders now shaking. I gather her pretty hair in my hand as I continue to squat next to her. "You're going to suck on this dildo for 5 minutes, deep-throated. Don't swallow. I want all your drool running out of the corners of your pretty lips while you watch yourself be the best slut you can be. Understand?" Nodding, she sniffs and I push her head forward as she parts her shaking lips. I lift my right hand, eyeing my watch as my hand helps her fuck the dildo. There's not much sucking involved when you can't feel your mouth. I hold her head, forcing her to take more and more of it with each push. Once the drool runs down the corners of her mouth and her makeup smears, I push her head farther, and her large eyes meet mine in the mirror. "Look how good you're doing. You'll be swallowing it whole in no time." I pull her head back just enough to push it back down her throat. She tries to pull away, but the nipple clamps stop her, and fresh tears fall from her bottom lashes. "Halfway there," I tell her, and she looks up at me in the mirror. My free hand comes up and grips her chin. "Watch, sweetheart. Look at yourself." Her eyes go to hers in the mirror as I hold her chin in the back of her head, forcing her to swallow the fake dick. Her legs shake and she tries to adjust herself, but it does no good because the nipple clamps keep her in place. This is part of her punishment. I know she ventured out yesterday, and although I'm not mad about it, I feel she needs to remember why she's here. Pushing her head more, I watch as the dick disappears into her drooling mouth and she tries to breathe out, spit flying from her lips. "Fuck, I love it messy," I tell her. She blinks rapidly and streaks of black mascara run down her cheeks. I pull her mouth free and squeeze the suction cups from the mirror to release them, leaving the clamps attached to her nipples. Standing, I bend down and pick her up and lay her on her back on the table. She arches her body, trying to relieve the pressure of her tight arms underneath her. Unzipping my jeans, I pull out my hard cock. "I'm going to fuck your throat, Ash. And then I'm going to come down it." I slide my cock into her mouth, having to adjust her more so her head hangs off, giving me a better position of her mouth. She bends her knees up and they fall open as if I'm going to play with her soaking wet pussy. I don't. None of this is about her. Looking up, I see how wet her cunt is in the mirror and I smile. She's always enjoyed being used. I loved showing off how wet I could make her without even touching her, how much she craved me. I don't give her time to work up to it. The point is to fuck her throat before the numbing spray wears off. So I wrap my free hand underneath the back of her neck, arching it more, and watch my cock bulge her throat. My balls hit her wet face and I groan as she takes me whole. That's a good girl. I slap the side of her breast with my free hand. Then I grab the clamps and pull on them. She lifts her hips off the table before slamming them down, making it rattle. Like that, sweetheart? I do it again, pulling on them harder, and her bent knees shift from side to side. Pulling my cock from her mouth, she gasps, and I slide it back in. I watch it move in and out, covered in her drool, seeing her once painted lips wrapped around my dick has my heart racing. I've imagined this a million times since she left me, and nothing compares to seeing it right now.
Ashton. He pulls out of my mouth, and I gasp, finally able to breathe. I'm shaking, eyes burning, and my pussy throbs with need. My mind screams to hate him. My body wants to beg him to get me off.
Good girl.
He groans, stuffing his wet dick into his jeans and zipping them up. I'm still on the table. My head hangs off the edge, and I'm crushing my numb arms underneath me. My nipples throb, and my inner thighs are soaked. Reaching out, he removes the clamps, and a strangled cry comes from my parted lips at the pain. I've always liked the rougher side of sex with Saint. After I ran from carnage, the sex I experienced with other men just wasn't the same. If a man slapped me, I'd knock his teeth out. But Saint, I want to smile and say, "Hit me harder. Leave your handprint on my face. Let all the other men know I like to be your fuck toy." He grabs my shoulders and sits me up. I bite my wet lip to keep from whimpering at how sore I am. He already ruined me for other men, and now he's on a mission to slowly kill me with his dick. I have feeling in my mouth back, and now it's just sore. My tongue feels swollen. I bow my head, still trying to calm my racing heart, when he steps away and I close my eyes. My lashes are wet and stuck together from the makeup he had me put on first. A moan escapes my mouth when I feel his hand in my hair. He gently pulls my head up and my heavy eyes open to see him now standing between my shaking legs.
"You've earned this, sweetheart."
He runs his tatted knuckles down the side of my tear-streaked face while he stares at my collar. I swallow against the restricting leather and flinch. It feels tighter than it did before for some reason.
"You'll get used to it,"
he assures me, and then flicks the tip, making the bell ring. I suck in a deep breath. "Saint."
"Now you won't be able to hide, Ash."
He interrupts what I was about to say. His thumb runs over my parted lips.
"You make such a pretty pet."
Fresh tears sting my eyes, and I pull on my restrained arms. Is he going to leave me like this? A part of me hopes he does. It means he'll come back and visit me soon. I hate being in this room all alone with my thoughts.
"All you're missing is a leash and a gag."
He smiles down at me.
"And of course, cum dripping out of your swollen cunt."
My hard nipples ache at his words. They beg to be touched, and I find myself leaning forward, silently begging for him to put the clamps back on. To pinch them, pull on them, slap them. Something. "Please," I beg. And I don't even recognize my own voice. It's so rough from his cock just fucking it.
"What, sweetheart?"
he asks, his pretty green eyes on mine. And I hate that I can't touch him. "Please, may I get off?" I ask softly.
"You know the rules."
"Saint, please, I need..."
"A whore gets fucked, Ash. She gets used when she's needed, not the other way around."
He steps back from me, and it gives me a clear view of myself in the mirror. I look awful, makeup smeared across my face, and black streaks run down the sides as if I was crying black tears. The smeared red lipstick makes me look like the female version of the Joker. My hair is a mess, and my watery eyes fall to the black leather collar. Saint walks behind me and undoes my wrists. Gripping my hair, he yanks my head back to meet his stare in the mirror.
Touch yourself, and those go back on. Understand?
I understand, I whisper, and he lets go of me. Satisfied, he exits my room, closing me inside this hell while I count down the minutes until he visits me again and makes me his good little whore.